neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Aaron HaKohen Alav HaShalom was taken to Hor HaHar and he went back to his Olamo. So now here he says that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom tried to contact with Edom. You remember the story that he asked if he could go through the country. He said, I even pay for the going through the country, and also we were not going to use Ber Miriam. So we'll drink your water and we'll pay you. And you can make a lot of money, and you could make a lot of money. And then we see there's an interesting thing that the matter of going through country of Esav and Aharon HaKohen going back to Shamayim, it's attached to each other. It's right next to each other. So Rashi HaGedolei says the reason is that when they contacted the Esav, then they lost the Tzaddik. You understand what happened? Yes? You understand what happened? I don't understand either. What one has to do with the other? You follow what happened? Yeah. Rashi HaGedolei says, "Mipene shenitchaberu kan litgarev leEsav haRasha nifresu maasehim vechaseru atzadik hazeh." Why? Why should such a thing? Why were they punished? Why?
They didn't have to get in touch with Esav.
So if when they got in touch, so why they have to lose Aharon HaKohen because of this? Make sense? Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, they wanted to go through the country of Esav. As you recall, it says in the Pasuk that he sent after his brother because he told them, you know, we're family and we like to make a shortcut. He was discussed by Hashem. It says, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Miqadesh El Melech Edom. Right? And then right away, from Qadesh, they went to Hor HaHar. And then Hashem told Moshe, at Gebul Edom, Yasef Aharon. So now he did not ask Hashem if he is permitted to do such a thing or not.
Yes.
No. So, but the question is, what has anything to do with the other? If they contacted the Saf, why they have to lose Aharon? Why? Why did they want to go through Edom?
Shortcut.
They
shouldn't.
The shortcut means, what does shortcut mean? What does shortcut mean?
Save time.
And what is saving time means?
You're the quicker.
Like, let's say the difference between sleeping 8 hours and 4 hours. What's the difference? I'm sorry?
Or eating one apple, two apples. What's the difference?
Two apples is double.
So why you want to eat two instead of one?
Because you feel if you eat more, you have more energy, right? You'll be sustained. And it's very interesting, in Parashat, the Chukotah is brought, as far as the Shemitah. It says in the Torah, if you ask, I give you three times as much. Remember?
Yeah.
Yes? So if they don't ask, what happens? So Rashi says, if you don't ask,
give you more.
I'm sorry?
Give you more, Hashem.
No. If you don't ask, Hashem gives you less. He gives you 30 gram bread, you eat, and then in your stomach, the 30 becomes 60.
Yes.
He gives you less. But the less has more. Yeah. But if you ask, Hashem gives you more, but you have to do more work. You have to have more storage or worker and so on. So now here, so they thought in such a way, he can make it faster. He can make it quicker. So now, midah kenegid midah, because they did not believe that Hashem should designate which way they go, and they should not, what is called, to rely on their strength, Kochi, Otsam Yadi. So Hashem took the Tzaddik away. Why? Because Tzaddik is a protection. Kiddusha is a protection. When holiness is found, then the problems will go away. Lack of holiness brings problems. So that means anytime that we feel that something is going wrong, that means something in Kiddusha is missing. Because as we see in Beit HaMikdash, Tibanim Tikonen, all these miracles that took place, why? Because when there is holiness, problems, they don't have visa to get in. So now here it's very interesting. Harav Sefardi Emet brings, look at this. As soon as they decided to make a shortcut and make it faster and easier, the last Aharon. So that means we should always have in mind that whatever that we're going to do has to be with the approval of Ribono Shel Olam. So that means that Chas v'Shalom, we should not think that I'm able to do it, I'm gonna handle it. We have to always ask Ribono Shel Olam to guide us and open our eyes which way we should take. And we see how things without a shame will come very, very smoothly and comfortably. Mizad Hashem, Osh Baruch Hu Yizaki Kol Am Yisrael, Rabbi Yeshuot, Besorot Tovot Bekarov.
Amen.
And Yizkeh, Mizad Hashem, Besamachot, Egzorot Tovot. Amen. 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 Amen.
Koil HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koil HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koil HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koil HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.